Sometimes God asks us to do strange things. Has God ever asked you to do something strange? You don't have to tell us what it is, but has he ever asked you to do something that you thought was really, okay, really weird, really strange? Anybody? A couple of months ago, this man in South Africa emailed me, and he said that while he was in church, and this is bear in mind, a huge church, he's one of the associate pastors, and the Lord told him to get on the floor and roll in front of everybody. He said, not me. Surely you don't mean me, Lord. But he was so impressed in his mind that God told him to do that, he knew that if he didn't do it, he would be disobedient. I don't know what you would do. I would say, well, I want to make sure it was God that told me to do that. And then we all want to do what God wants us to do. Anyway, he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Now, this is unheard of in a place like that, in this type of church. And so he had his suit on, of course. And so he decided to do that. And as he started rolling, the Lord spoke to him and said, just as you are, something like, as you are rolling, it is like the unrolling of a sardine can to let the fish out. And he said, you are so uptight and you're so bottled up that this is the method whereby I'm going to let you get out. And so he wrote me saying that he did that. So I wrote back and said, well, I admire you for doing it. You know, praise God, blah, blah, blah. And I forgot what the response was. But it was something very unusual that God asked him to do. Now, maybe none of us have been asked to do something that strange and unusual, but he does ask us to do things that are not normal. For example, in the Word of God, there was this time, and you don't have to turn to it, but in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 5, it says that when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant came into the camp and Israel raised such a great shout that the ground shook, and hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked, what's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp? And then when the Ark of the Covenant went into its permanent resting place, again the people shouted. So our message today has to do with asking these people to do something like shouting, and I've entitled it, Shouting Your Way Toward Victory. Shouting Your Way Toward Victory. And we're going to see that in the Word of God there were some instances where people got what they wanted. In other words, they got victory when they shouted. Would you all shout just for a minute to make sure you're all there? Would you shout? At the count of three so nobody will be embarrassed. What are we going to say?
Hallelujah! That's a good one.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
And what else? Okay, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What else can we shout?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, pick out one of those. At the count of three, I just want us to shout, okay? One, two, three. Praise the Lord!
Yeah.
Do it again. One, two, three.
Hallelujah!
Yes. Do you know that when you did that, the enemy fled? Because the enemy cannot stand where there is a representation or where there is a proclamation of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, they go, the emissaries of Satan. So the shouting is very good. Also, do you realize that you are healthier now because you just shouted? Yes, you're healthier. So there's benefits for shouting, but you know, most of us in our praying, or praying like this, and we're just talking to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I pray you would bless the people in this box. You know what I mean? And we are so subdued. And there's nothing wrong with that, and there are times for that. There are definitely times we are to be exceedingly reverent in that mode. But there's also a time when we are to be more exuberant and more expressive in what we feel and believe. And we're going to see in the Word of God where there were some great things done because people got a little expressive in what they were doing. Now, when the ark started its first move, the people started shouting. Do that again, would you? One, two, three. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Now, the people out there, it says in the Word of God, did not understand. They said, what's all this shouting about? Now, when the Ark of the Covenant came into its resting place, the Word of God also says, at that point, that people also shouted. Do it again. One, two, three. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord! Now, there is a difference between the first shouting, according to the Philistines, they said, what's all this shouting about? And the second shouting, when the Ark came to its resting place. Because the first time, the people were shouting in sin, because they were not moving the Ark according to the instructions of God. And so they were shouting, and it did nothing. It did nothing at all. The second time they shouted, it did something because they were in obedience to God's Word. In God's Word, it says that the angels of God shout for joy. Maybe that's why we have earthquakes and thunderstorms. That's not true. But, you know, the angels, they just shout. They just shout. They shout for joy, according to Job 38:7. So I don't know what methods you've seen in displaying emotions. In fact, that's what it is. When they shouted, when you shouted a moment ago, you were displaying emotions. Now, I don't know what emotions you have shared recently with one another, but shouting is one. And another emotion that we see a lot of is what? Judy Brock. I was telling Judy Brock the story, and when I finished, she said, ah! That is so good. Now, what in the world made her start clapping her hands? It was an emotion. So shouting is strictly an emotion. And in the Word of God, I see that when fire fell and God accepted the offering, according to Leviticus 9:24, when there was this sudden appearance of God and the sacrifice was devoured, the effects upon the people, emotions, they shouted. Now, I don't know what they shouted. They didn't shout what we've just shouted. What would you think they would shout? What would a person shout if they saw something spectacular like that happen? What would they shout? It says the people shouted when God displayed the devouring of the sacrifice. What would you shout? Any other suggestions? It says in Leviticus 9:24 that when the fire fell down, the people shouted.
Well, Jewish people were very exuberant, so I don't know what, you know, I mean, they dance, and the word hallelujah, I'm sure, is Jewish.
Okay.
So.
Well, I don't know what they shouted, and I don't think any of us know either, but I'm trying to think, what would I do? What would I shout if, for example, the glory of the Lord filled this temple so great that we couldn't even find our way around? We'd probably fall on our face. But we also could shout for the... I don't know what we would shout. I don't know what the people shouted. But I do know they shouted. And it was a display of their emotions. Another example in the Word of God, when Saul was chosen in 1 Samuel 10, verse 24 and 25, it says, the people shouted because Saul had been chosen as king. When the temple's foundation was laid, and according to Ezra 3, verse 11, it says, the people shouted with a great shout. So I've decided that there are three times in the Word of God where we can relate it to our situations, my situation, your situation. There will be three examples the King City Christian can shout based upon the Word of God. And before we turn to the first one, you have your Bibles open to Psalm 5, if you will. Let's read a few shouting verses here. Psalm 5, verse 11. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever shout for joy. You're taking refuge in the Lord this day. We shout for joy. So I don't know what we actually shout. I don't know what the word is, what the consonants and vowels make, but we shout, we exclaim this emotion. We shout for joy because we have refuge in the Lord. A few pages over, 32:11. Somebody read 32:11, if you will. Now, we certainly are upright in our heart, and we are to shout for joy. Again, somebody to read 35:27, if you will. Those who delight in God, we are to shout for joy and gladness. And again, in 47, verse 1, somebody read 47:1, would you?
Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy.
Okay. Clap your hands, all you people, and shout to God with cries of joy. And again, in that chapter, read 6, if you will. Somebody read 47:6.
Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises.
47:6. Yes, the Hebrew word is shout, but they use the word sing. Shout praises. The last one is 132, verse 9. Psalm 132, verse 9. Any saints here today?
Amen.
Yes. Shout for joy at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! Yes. I lied. I said that was the last scripture. There's another one in the same Psalm 132, verse 16. It says, I will clothe her priests with salvations, and her saints will ever sing or shout for joy. Well, I just don't think we get too excited as we should about our religion and about our salvation. I think it's become such a standard, same old, that we just don't really appreciate it in that sense, and that's why we're not having communion this morning. I just want to skip a couple of Sundays so that it will be fresh, it will be more impressive upon us. Three examples the Cream City Christians should shout based on the Word of God. Joshua chapter 6, verse 16. Joshua 6, verse 16 and verse 20. Familiar story. We won't read the story. We just read the two verses that go with it for our purpose today. Joshua 6, verse 16 and verse 20. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people to do what?
Shout.
For the Lord has given you the city. And we sing that sometimes. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And then verse 20, when the trumpet sounded, the people did what? They shouted at the sound of the trumpet. When the people gave a loud shout, what happened? When they gave a loud shout, what happened? The wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. Do you think the walls would have fallen if they hadn't shouted? I don't, because that was the specific command. You are to shout when you hear the trumpet blast. And so they were obedient. And when they shouted, the walls fell. There are some walls that need to come down in my life and in your life and in this city. And I mentioned these walls that can come down. The walls of Jericho were pretty solidly built, but they came down. And there are some walls that we have built in our own hearts that are solid that can come down. The first is prejudice. There is a wall of prejudice that can come down. Second, there is negative thinking, and this is a biggie. Negative thinking, you know, same old, it's always going to be this way, blah, 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 just the same negative kind of thinking that Satan just fills our mind with. And instead of letting it go in one ear and out the other, we let it go into our incubator, and we just think about it, and we grow. It grows within us. Negative thinking, and also negative things that are in our mind and in our will. And then traditional ideas, which chain us to the past and actually prevent us from moving. These are just some walls that we could expand on each one of them, but just to mention them so they'll be fresh in your mind, that when these people shouted, the walls came down. And when we shout affirming our faith in God and what He is doing, then these walls are going to come down as He shows us the way whereby they can come down. Prejudice, negative thinking, negative things, and traditional ideas that really have to go by the wayside. Isaiah 12:6 says, this, shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One Israel among you. So our admonition to us today, first, is this, that we are to shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Community Church Fellowship, for there is a reason to do this. And the reason is, great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Now, if He is among us now, will He not be among you when you get home? Will He not be among you when you go to work? We are to shout and sing aloud, people, because great is the Holy One of Israel. And when we do this, the walls are going to come down that I mentioned. The second wall that comes down is in 2 Chronicles 13, verse 15. And this is a biggie. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 15. Second Chronicles 13, verse 15. The men of Judah raised the battle cry, and at the sound of their battle cry, God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The Israelites fled before Judah, and God delivered them. The word cry is here, the word shout, I think it's in King James and other translations. When they shouted this battle cry, God routed the enemy. Now the enemy is upon us, attacking us all different directions, and we are in a battle, believe it or not. Every one of you are in a battle. For example, our battle that we need to see won, which comes about from our shouting, our affirming faith in God, is the battle against temptation, the battle against oppression, be it Satan or flesh, the battle against pride, the battle against disregarding the commands of Jesus, which is pretty big, our battle against it all. And the song says, we lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light. And that's what we do as we sang this day. We are lifting up this banner. It's a standard of worship, and it is shattering the darkness that comes against all of us. So as these people shouted, they got the victory. The third one is also 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 14. This is a shout that the people gave as a result of, well, they said, no, this is it. It's in concrete. We are going to serve God. And the scripture is 2 Chronicles verse chapter 15, verse 14. They took an oath to the Lord with a loud exclamation, with shouting, with trumpets, and horns. Now, the reason they did that is they have decided, the context is they have decided, since the altar has been repaired and the temple is being restored, they're going to start serving God. And so as a result of this, they entered the covenant to seek God, the God of their fathers, with all of their heart, with all of their soul. And all who would not seek the Lord God were put to death, whether great or small. But they took an oath to the Lord with a loud exclamation, we are shouting that we are going to commit ourselves to God. We're going to start serving God. Now, how do you serve God? How are you going to serve God this week? The pastor says, we all should be serving God. We are servants of the Lord. How do you serve God? In fact, I should say, who is serving God? How do we serve God if we are saved to serve? How do you serve God? Well, one thing is to get involved. Get involved with your prayer. Get involved with worship as you're doing now. Have a joyful experience like they're going to be having this afternoon at ball games, where there are going to be a lot of shouting going on. And God is wanting us to get, and you've heard me say this before, get as excited as we do in sports as we see what's happening with us or what we don't see. It's serving Jesus. So I just want to ask you, are you serving Jesus? And I hope that you will be serving Jesus. And an interesting thing happened last week. Remember last 2 weeks ago when the Kennys were here and Mike preached for me? I asked, would you all just please invite somebody to church the next Sunday? And Kelly telephoned after the next Sunday, which was last Sunday, and she said to Nanny, did you have a lot of extra people there? And Nanny said, what do you mean? She said, well, Papa asked the people to invite somebody. And Nanny said, no. And Kelly said, well, why not? The pastor asked him to do it. How come? Okay, this is just the simplest of all simple ways to serve the Lord. So we got shouting. In Isaiah 12:6, it says, cry aloud and shout. Why? Because God is great. Zechariah 3:14, sing and shout and be glad and rejoice with all of your heart. In Zechariah 9:9, shout before the kingdom comes to you. We've got something to shout about, people. We've got something to get excited about and not be intimidated by the world. But we are. I am. You are. We are intimidated by the world, and God is asking us to, well, in our own way, to roll upon the floor. And he's asking us to shout because we've got the victory. We've got the victory. I want you to stand and shout with me, would you? You want to get the light correct, please? Turn off a love song, singing the king's jubilee, anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stand by his side, advanced in his heart, feeling his glorious light. Lift up a shout, a victory shout. For we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. We have declared war in the name of the Lord. We lay down our lives that the triumph of Christ may be found in the earth.
We do. Shout, glorify your Lord.
Praises of heaven, and fight with the sword of the Word, to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up the standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and all who arise on the wings of our praise and march in the warrior who's mighty and able to stay. Mighty to stay. We lift up a shout, a victory shout. We'll be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. We declare glory in the name of the Lord. We lay down our lives that the triumph of Christ may reside in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout. We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. We declare glory in the name of the Lord.
praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Wonderful God. Awesome. We shout to you, Jesus, our victory in you. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you. Glory. Glory. Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, God. Yes, we do. With you on our side. Yes, God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We do. We do. We do. We thank you, Lord, that we've got the victory in Christ Jesus. We've got the victory in Christ Jesus. And God, as we just stand in your presence right now, we want to reaffirm our faith in you. We want to, as we reaffirm our faith, we want to thank you for the salvation that we have, the kingdom into which we have entered by faith in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And I ask that you return unto us all the joy of our salvation, and return unto us all, and even more so, the determination to serve you and to shout the victory for our own personal lives, for the lives of our children, the lives of our family members, the lives of our extended family with the church, and also for the lives of the city. God, we will lift up a standard of worship in this church that we thank you in advance will go into the city, so that it will, one by one, become the city of the King. And we bless you, God, for that. In Jesus' name, and can we all just shout the amen? Amen! 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 Amen.
Boy, I see us as an excited people. That's been my prayer for months, you know. That I see people coming to this church excited.
Yes.
Excited and knowing who they are and knowing who they are in Him. And delighting in serving wholeheartedly Him. You know, I don't know if we wake up with that expectancy. Oh, we're going to church today. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a privilege.
Right.
To worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, I just pray by the power of His Spirit, He literally open our sardine cans.
In Jesus' name.
That which we really have in
come out. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand, and we don't want anybody to go away without Jesus, and certainly go away without the opportunity to have a touch. If you would like hands laid upon you in any way, please invite you to come forward. Father, again, we just thank you for your presence, and I also want to thank you, God, that you're already in our homes when we get there, just waiting for us to retain what we have seen, felt, and experienced this day in Jesus' name. And again, as we started with the prayer request, we end, Father God, lifting up this box to you, something for you to do this week in Jesus' name, Father. There must be scores and scores of names and writings in this box. We just lift it up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. There's something for you to do, and I thank you that you are in the process of doing it, and when you need the extension of your arm for it to be done through your disciple, through your servant, through your children, I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to us so that we would know how we could be the extension of your arm. We trust you, Jesus. We trust you. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen.